about numerous get-rich systems, be they in real estate, stocks, or business. But what happened? For most people, not much. They get a short blast of energy, and then it's back to the status quo. Finally, there's an answer. It's simple. It's law. And you're not going to circumvent it. It all comes down to this. If your subconscious financial blueprint is not set for success, nothing you learn, nothing you know, nothing you do will make much of a difference. In the pages of this book, we will demystify for you why some people are destined to be rich and others are destined for a life of struggle. You will understand the root causes of success, mediocrity, or financial failure, and begin changing your financial future for the better. You will understand how childhood influences shape our financial blueprint and how these influences can lead to self-defeating thoughts and habits. You will experience powerful declarations that will help you replace your non-supportive ways of thinking with mental wealth files so that you think and succeed just as rich people do. You will also learn practical, step-by-step strategies for increasing your income and building wealth. In part one of this book, we will explain how each of us is conditioned to think and act when it comes to money, and outline four key strategies for revising our mental money blueprint. In part two, we examine the differences between how rich, middle class, and poor people think, and provide 17 attitudes and actions to take that will lead to permanent changes in your financial life. Throughout the book, we will also share just a few examples of the thousands of letters and emails I've received from students who have attended the Millionaire Mind Intensive Seminar and achieved powerful results in their lives. So, what is my experience? Where am I coming from? Was I always successful? I wish. Like many of you, I supposedly had a lot of potential, but had little to show for it. I read all the books, listened to all the tapes, and went to all the seminars. I really, really, really wanted to be successful. I don't know whether it was for the money, the freedom, the sense of achievement, or just to prove I was good enough in my parents' eyes, but I was almost obsessed with becoming a success. During my 20s, I started several different businesses, each with the dream of making my fortune, but my results went from dismal to worse. I worked my butt off, but kept coming up short. I had Loch Ness Monster disease. I had heard of this thing called profit. I just never saw any of it. I kept thinking, if I just get into the right business, get on the right horse, I'll make it. But I was wrong. Nothing was working, at least for me. And it was the last part of that sentence that finally struck me. How come others were succeeding in the exact same business I was in and I was still broke? What happened to Mr. Potential? So I began doing some serious soul searching. I examined my true beliefs and saw that even though I said I really wanted to be rich, I had some deep-rooted worries about it. Mostly, I was afraid. Afraid that I might fail, or worse, succeed, and then somehow lose it all. Then I'd really be a schmuck. Worse, I would blow the one thing I had going for me, my story that I had all this potential. What if I found out I didn't have what it took, and I was destined to a life of struggle? Then, as luck would have it, I got some advice from an extremely rich friend of my father's. He was at my parents' house playing cards with the boys and, in passing, noticed me. This was the third time I'd moved back home, and I was living in the lower-level suite, otherwise known as the basement. I suppose my dad had complained to him of my woeful existence because when he saw me, he had the sympathy in his eyes usually reserved for the bereaved at a funeral. He said, "Harv, I started in the same way as you, a complete disaster." Great, I thought. This was making me feel a lot better. I should let him know that I was busy, watching the paint peel off the wall. He kept going. But then I got some advice that changed my life, and I'd like to pass it on to you. Oh no, here comes the father-son lecture, and he's not even my father. Finally, he came out with it. "Harv, if you're not doing as well as you'd like, all that means is there's something you don't know." Being a brash young man at the time, I thought I knew pretty well everything, but alas, my bank account said something different. So I finally began to listen. He continued, "Did you know that most rich people think in very similar ways?" I said, "No, I never really considered that." To which he replied, "It's not an exact science, but for the most part, rich people think a certain way, and poor people think a